And Warwick Hadfield joins us with some sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Australia's playing Pakistan in a T20 game this morning. What's the latest?
Fran, long form or short form, these Australians are struggling to perform.
Oh, really?
bowling first in Abu Dhabi this morning, they tossed up what looked like blancmanges. Pakistan 8 for 155 from its allotment. Then when the Australians batted on the very same pitch, well, they looked like they were getting hand grenades chucked at them. The first four Australian batsmen, including the skipper Aaron Finch for a duck, were all bowled. Bang, 4 for 16. And it didn't get any better from there. Ben McDermott ran himself out. Ashley Carey got caught behind. And just a few minutes ago, Fran, Australia dismissed for a paltry 89. And this latest embarrassment comes, of course, as Cricket Australia prepares to release publicly on Monday the cultural review undertaken by the ethicist Dr. Simon Longstaff, a document shrouded with the usual secrecy and lack of willingness to share information that has forever bedevilled Australian cricket. There are in high office in cricket many, too many, who believe ethics is a nice place in southeast England in which to play cricket.
Good one, Warwick. In thoroughbred racing, it is that time of year. The Geelong Cup winner, unlikely to be a Melbourne Cup contender this year. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
Well, it has been. There has been a bit of a mythology created around the Geelong Cup because of Media Puzzle, Americane and Do Nadden. And, you know, there's sort of this feeling that it is a fable, it is an oracle for the fabled First Tuesday. But yesterday, the local horse, Runaway, and local in every way, bred in the golden undulations of Ceres, just 15 minutes from the centre of Geelong, ran away from the internationals early and stayed there. But at 49th in the field, and despite a growing reputation as a stayer, needs a massive handicap from the handicapper Greg Carpenter to be anywhere near the final 24, somewhere around 8 kilos, Fran.
In thoroughbred racing, an English commentator has managed to upset Chris Waller, trainer of the mighty mare Winx. What's happened?
Yeah, well, someone called Matt Chapman, known L. Chappers, we just call him Chappie here in Australia, he said that the view overseas was that Winx, lining up for her fourth Cox Plate win this weekend, has only beaten ordinary horses in Australia in
what?
This monumental winning run, 28 thus far. Now, look, Fran, normally the best way to deal with English people indulging in a bit of Aussie baiting is to either ignore them or to remind them that while a handful of convicts came to Australia, the majority did stay in England. But the normally taciturn Waller, he went far beyond that. He took to commercial radio to call Chapman a penis cranium is a euphemism, adding that he had shown little respect for the horse or the country which had invited him here for its premier racing carnival. It'd be interesting to see what happens if Winx does win that fourth Cox Plate.
It sure Saturday. Will be.
I reckon Chris Waller will make a beeline for the commentary box, Brad.
That would be unusual. We're going to be joined by Winx owner Debbie Kapitis a little later in the show ahead of this attempt to win the fourth Cox Plate by a horse never done before. In football, Lisa Devanna returns to the club game tonight, but with an eye on a couple of internationals next month.
Yeah, look, Fran, she's going to be playing for Sydney FC Women tonight when the W League kicks off, but has been out and about trying to drum up a crowd for games against Chile on November the 10th and 13th. If nothing else, these games are reminded of the crowded schedule for the Matildas ahead of next year's World Cup in France, for which some are being rested. Anyway, Devanna said one of the great moments in her great international career was the sellout crowd for the game against Brazil last year, and she'd like to see and hear, that includes singing the national anthem. That's why we say hear all that again. Now, there won't be 17,000 or anywhere near it for tonight's game against the Western Sydney Wanderers at the grandly named Marconi Stadium. It's way out in Sydney's boondocks. Now, there are plenty of big names to watch in addition to Devanna, including the Matildas, Caitlin Ford and Chloe Legazzo. They're both playing for Sydney FC, which might explain why the Sky Blues are the favourites for the game tonight.
Sure, and just briefly, a bit of history made in the AFLW draft yesterday, the first ever father-daughter pick.
Yes, at number 16 in the draft, Carlton chose Abby Mackay, daughter of Andrew Mackay, the South Australian who crossed the border 25 years ago to play 244 games for the Blues. Andrew Mackay has worked in the football department at Carlton for the past 7 years, and he was chuffed about his daughter's place in Australian rules football's history, saying it was an important part of the evolution of the game, and still the recruiter, even though he's stepping down at the end of this year. He was casting forward to the day when there is a mother-son selection in the game, Fran.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Just a little while off yet, I think. Warwick Hadfield.